This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Together Baton Rouge, a grassroots community group started over 6 years ago, came together Tuesday to begin the work of healing the racial divide reopened by the shooting death of Alton Sterling 1 week before.
Each one of us has had a different experience of this last week.
University Presbyterian Pastor Patty Snyder requested the more than 300 participants to gather in small groups and ask each other one simple question.
How is it with your soul?
It's saddening right now. I just never thought that would happen in our city.
And I think it's very sad that it took lives to bring us all together.
That this is what had to happen for everybody to kind of wake up.
South of the city's racial dividing line, there's this.
I'm disheartened. My little corner at LSU is completely unaffected by all of this. I want to find a way to get white and affluent and other sorts of people caring, and it's hard.
North of the line, this is the way of life.
And we have to teach our children, don't say anything, hold your hands in the air like you're still in slavery, because you don't have the right that everyone else have. We're afraid for our children to go places because the police kill us and nothing is ever done about it. And that's the whole hurt. Nothing is ever done.
And once all had spoken, again the question.
How is it with your soul?
Within our soul, we range from deep grief to optimism. And the optimism comes from gatherings such as this.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.